Welcome to Word Immunity, the competitive improvised panel show.
The entire show is based on a particular word or theme unknown to our performers, which we will hint at throughout the game.
The performers have to work out the theme by the end of the show in order to gain word immunity, and if anyone guesses the theme incorrectly, everyone loses their points.
I'm not sure if anyone is ready, but let's get started.
This is Alex.
And that is Victoria.
And we shall be hosting the show today.
The players can't hear this bit. This is only for the listeners at home. This week's theme is space. Noun, outer space, the physical universe beyond the Earth's atmosphere, the near vacuum extending between the planets and stars containing small amounts of gas and dust. Space.
With us today on the show, she's not yet been arrested for stalking Andrea Kaur. It's Lizzie.
Hi.
The never-ending Rory.
Hello.
She likes extreme sports, wild parties and lying. It's Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
And once voted most likely to get sunburnt at night, it's Anthony.
That is almost certainly factually correct.
Thank you. We have done our research.
This game is called Telephone Exchange. Noun, a set of equipment that connects telephone lines during a call. In this game, one of the team are running a telephone exchange, and everyone else will be calling in with objects, problems, or situations that need solving. It's up to the person running the telephone exchange to pair them up with the correct business. Players are not allowed to directly say what they are looking for, because that would be too easy. Instead, it has to be deduced through subtle and not-so-subtle hints.
Anthony is running the telephone exchange in this game, so he won't be able to hear this. Lizzie, you're looking for an object, and the object is a probe.
Okay.
Take it any way
all of these suggestions are take them as you choose.
Take that probe any way you want.
Put that probe away. Put that probe away.
Rory, you're looking for a place, and it is somehow related to the word shower. Again, however you like. Lauren, you have a problem. And your problem is you have a problem with your flares. Again, take that how you want. So, Lizzie, a probe. Rory, a shower. And Lauren has a problem with her flares.
And now we'll bring Anthony back in.
Anthony is ready to host, so I guess we can start. So, Anthony, how's it going in the telephone exchange at the moment?
Well, you're joining me in deepest, darkest Pontypandy, where I'm looking forward to connect people to the various residents of the village. Now, it's a Saturday morning, so I don't get many calls normally, but I'm always ready to go.
Okay. Well, without further ado, I think I can hear the telephone ringing, actually.
Hello, this is the Pontypandy Telephone Exchange. You're speaking to Di. How may I help you this morning?
Yeah, hi. I'm just looking for something to... I've had this problem. It's a bit personal. I'm just looking for something to spice up my sexy times with my wife.
Well, you've come through to the right place. Pontypandy is renowned as the village of love. So you're looking for something to spice up your love life, that is.
Yeah, like, I don't know what kind of equipment you have in terms of blunt instruments for that kind of activity.
What sort of scale?
I forgot my accent. I forgot my own accent.
And what sort of scale are you? Oh, God, that, no, hold on.
Wheels, die from wheels.
Wheels, this has gone well. And what sort of scale are you thinking of? Are you thinking of agricultural or home usage?
Well, I guess you could use it for agricultural use, but mostly home usage. It needs to be wiped clean.
So some sort of wipe clean device with a blunt force.
That's correct.
An animal, vegetable or mineral?
I'd say mineral.
Mineral, okay. And have you looked in the kitchen?
I've looked many places in the kitchen, on the black market. Nowhere can I find this particular specialised instrument.
I think I can hear the second line ringing, actually.
I just put you on hold for a second. Hello, caller number two. Good morning.
Oh, God, it's got everywhere. Put a bucket under it. Oh, hello, hello, sorry, hello.
Hello. Are you all right there, David?
My plumbing's broken.
Your plumbing's broken, is it now? Oh, dear.
It's a mess. It's like the house is a flood.
Oh, dear. Have you managed to rescue your valuables yet?
Yeah, they're all... Well, it doesn't really matter where I put them. I can't put them upstairs or downstairs.
So the entire house is flooding, is it?
More or less, yeah.
So you're hoping I can help you link you with someone to sort out your problem?
I think I can hear the third line ringing as well.
I'll just put you on hold. I'll speak to someone who's actually going to answer my questions. Hello, this is Di from the Welsh Telephone Exchange in Pontypandy. Can I help you, number three?
I got a problem, man. I got a big problem in the south of me.
You've got a problem in the south of you. Is that down in the valleys, is it?
Down in the... near the feet of the valleys, man.
In the feet of the valleys, oh dear. Oh, and can I help you with this problem?
Times were down in the valleys, it would be wide. But now it's narrow. You dig?
Well, thank you. Yes, I do dig on my allotment, but I don't think that's relevant to this conversation. Are those some bongo drums I heard in the background?
Yeah, man. They're a constant companion, but I need something to accentuate the bongos. You can't just have the bongos and not have a crazy get-up to go with the bongos. It's just not right, man. Yes.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Well, I tell you what, I'll take my second call. I just have a look in my shelves and I'll come back to you now. David, are you still there, David? How's your house doing?
Yeah, well, I daren't go out because I stink.
Oh, is the water smelly now then?
Well, yeah, the water's, well, not really, because it's from the mains, but, you know, I stink.
Oh, dear, and why is that now?
Because my plumbing's broken. And the gym's shut, so I'm just wondering where I can go.
Oh, so you're looking for somewhere else to go, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere dry, I'm taking.
No, I want to be the opposite of dry.
Okay, so you're looking to get even more wet than you currently are?
Yes.
Okay, my goodness, it's busy at the exchange this morning. David, can I just put you on hold while I have a chat with my friend Frank?
No, America.
No, I'm taking out your wire now. Okay. Hello there, dude.
Hey, man.
Have you had any luck finding amplification yet?
What are you talking about, man? You're talking crazy, man. Listen, the other day I went to the Primark, man, and they didn't have what I was looking for. I asked the young man, hey man, you got what I'm looking for? And they said, nah, dude.
So is it clothes you're looking for now then?
Yeah.
Like an outfit?
Yeah, I've got all I need for the top of me, man. Just
So some trousers, below. Is it?
Yeah, man.
Some psychedelic trousers.
Yeah, it would be nice if they were psychedelic, but I'm looking for something a little bit specific, if you dig.
Yes. And so you're looking for a specific type of trousers, is it now?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I'll just have a quick chat with my contact in Carnaby Street, and I'll come back to you in a second. Hello, caller number one.
I think what you're misunderstanding.
Yes.
Is that it needs to be something that's suitable for inflicting wounds. Even potentially exploring wounds.
Or like a scalpel, like that Doc Jones has got, is it now?
Well, no. An entirely different instrument.
Okay, so something for exploring wounds, but it's not a scalpel which you would use to explore wounds.
Correct.
My goodness. Well, I'm glad I had a pint of milk this morning. Maybe is there something else you can tell me that might help me? Is it something you would find in a hospital normally?
I believe so. I am not an expert. I have just Googled this morning.
Okay. Well, that's fun. I just want to check with my colleague over there in America. Well, hi. It's still day here. I'm just getting ready for my holiday to Ireland at the moment. For some reason, tell me. Now tell me this. So these trousers, are there a particular colour you're looking for?
Any colour's groovy with me, man.
Any colour's groovy. Okay, so, and it's definitely trousers that would go with a musician.
See, I've expanded my mind beyond what you could possibly imagine, but I'm looking to expand my trousers.
Are they, so big trousers, is it?
Big where it matters.
Big? And for you, is it the knee that matters, or maybe the crotch region? Which part would you like it to be big?
Big near the earth, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really quite fantastic to know. We have a lot of these down in the place where I go on holiday in Ireland, which I'm obviously practicing my accent for now. David, have you had any luck finding a submarine yet?
Is this the same person? I was speaking to someone Welsh before.
Yes, this is Di. But I'm just practicing my Irish accent for a second, you see. I'm switching annoyed, between the two. I'm keeping you on your toes, you know.
I'm a bit annoyed. I'm here with my towel and my shampoo, and I just need you to tell me where I can go.
Oh, so is it the shower block you're looking for then?
Yes!
Well, we've got one at the top of a pit, don't you know? Set up by Ernest Bevan, fantastic man. What a guy. David, I'll send you over to the shower block. You need a token to activate it, but I'll get my lad to run up with you one.
Top of the morning to you.
Yes, top of the morning to you as well. Now, my American friend there, I've just had a little look and I found some 1950s vintage flares. Would they be appropriate for you now?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Caller number one, my friend, who I will be reporting to the police after this telephone call. If I were to ask you a probing question, well, fantastic. You know what? I'm going to go back to accent school, so I will speak to you all later. Top of the morning.
Perfect. Nice. Yep. Good very job, well guys. Done, everyone. Yeah. Good job. Good job.
This next game is called Foley Artist. As defined by Wikipedia, thank you very much. Foley is a noun, and it is the reproduction of everyday sound effects that are added to films, videos, and other media in post-production to enhance audio quality. However, in this game, all players are in a scene. One of our players will be the narrator. Two players will be characters within the scene, and one player will be the Foley artist, making all the sound effects without the extensive array of sound-making props that a true Foley artist would have at their disposal. Unfortunately, unlike a true Foley artist, there is no guarantee that the sound effects will in any way enhance the audio quality.
The word for this scene is radiation. Any suggestions for a genre?
Romantic comedy.
You know what? I was just thinking rom-com. So I think, due to telepathy, that is the choice.
Excellent.
All right. So, Lizzie and Anthony, you are the ones doing the... You're the characters. Lauren, you're the narrator. And Rory is doing sound effects.
It was a beautiful day and the sun was rising over Chernobyl when Madame Barium noticed something deep in the corner of the Chernobyl building.
Oh my goodness. Look at the size of that. It's huge. Can you see it?
Yes.
It's so weird and grotesque. It looks like one of those weird radiation-affected mice, but it's like got eight heads.
And it's making the most bizarre noise.
Really? Oh my god. Sounds like an alarm going off inside the mouse.
Quick, get out your peace symbol to scare it away.
Oh yeah, that'll work. Oh, okay. Now it just looks kind of angry.
Well, you have to hit it several times in a row.
Okay. Oh, it's looking a bit scared. Oh, it's running away. Oh, we did it.
You know, it's moments like this that I've always wondered why you and me aren't together. Let me just get off my electric skateboard and walk through the mud towards you.
Very gracefully done.
So, now, if you could just take off the helmet you're wearing with bells on.
Oh, that's so much better.
Madame Barium's eyes lit up.
Madame Barium, you're glowing and humming.
Oh, I just feel... There's just something about this radiative air that just makes me feel so sensual.
But you're making such a strange noise.
Sorry, that's just my clitoris vibrating. It happens when I get a bit sexually aroused.
Do you want to hear the sounds of a grown woman ripping off strip of clothing from a man she's falling in love with?
Oh, yes, I do. I definitely do.
Oh, chicken wow wow.
Madame Barium decided they were going to play it safe.
Okay, do you have any radioactive proof condoms? I did tell you to pack them.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was a choice between that and my Disney DVD collection.
Okay. Sure. I mean, I don't know which one would help us have more safe sex, but I mean, Disney's pretty kosher, I guess.
Yeah, like, and look, there's... No. Sorry, I got lost looking into your eyes.
Oh, that's okay.
They make my soul sing.
Yeah, they do. Well... I mean,
don't you forget about me.
Don't you. I think that rat has a cassette player.
Help me.
Yeah, maybe it's not your eye singing. Maybe it's one of his animals with a cassette player.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow.
I wonder if I have any Russian music. Will you play some Russian music, Strange Mouse?
The mouse agreed.
Da 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 da.
Quick, while it's still making noise, let's get our clogs on and dance along at the same time.
End scene.
That was
something else.
Curtain twitchers. Wiktionary. Noun. Curtain twitcher. Plural, curtain twitchers. British slang, a nosy person who watches his or her neighbours, typically from a curtained window. This is a game for two players. One of our players will be looking out of the window at a scene that is taking place outside, and the other player is a disinterested second party who has to guess what is happening outside through the clues given by the curtain twitcher.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, okay. So if Lizzie, if you take the headphone out for a second, then we can give a word to... the rest of the gang. So which one should we give them? The word is giant.
Anyone think of a scenario involving that word?
The giant can't get the lid off their tiny bottle of aspirin.
Okay.
The relationship between the two people in the scene is a therapist and patient.
Okay, so you tell me that you're really upset because you caught your husband with several other men and a woman. And sorry, just hold on 1 second. Oh my God. It's him. It's him again. Look, can you see him?
Who?
Out the window.
Who? What?
Over there in the corner.
I can't see your beehives in the way.
Well, then that's because you're lying down on the couch. Get up the couch for a second. Movement is good for your mental health. I just look over the beehive. Can you see him there? You see what he's got? He's just come out the pharmacy, he has. Every Monday, 10 a.m, into the pharmacy, and out he comes, and he has the same problem every time. Every time. And he's got his silly face. He knocked my telephone wires down last year.
I'm sorry, how is this helping me with my husband's issue?
Sorry, yes, no, you're quite right. This is a time that's about you. Let's just go back to you first met your... Oh my God, he's using an axe! That's not going to help! He's got it there. Look, I understand that he gets headaches, but he stomps up and down the street. He's knocked down the telephone wires. Slates come off a roof every time he walks past. Do you not have a problem with him?
I have a problem with someone.
Yes, your husband, and that's why you're here. He stepped on the wheelie bin. He's completely crushed it. You know, there's a height limit on this road. There's a height limit of 1.6 metres. And yet, he walks down, even though he's well over that. And, look, he can't get the tablets out. He's managed to open the paracetamol. Mm-hmm. He's managed to open the ibuprofen. But, obviously, he's not going to be able to sort his heart problem out if he can't open this last can.
Do you live on a street with really tall people?
Well, not everyone. Everyone else is normal sized. I don't have a problem with anyone else on the street. It's just this one person who's just, you know, ridiculously big.
Okay. Can we?
Do you know he starred in the film? He's a movie star. Yeah, yeah. So the most recent adaptation of that Roald Dahl book, but I can't. He was. I mean, he's a bit of a knob in real life, but he was in this film. He was big, and he was friendly.
A giant.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he is.
He's a giant.
Yeah, yeah, but he's just every week he goes into the pharmacy at 10 o'clock on a Monday. Like I've said, you know, I don't understand why you're not taking notes in this session. and he comes out of a pharmacy and he can't open this last thing, and he just stands there for hours goofing around.
Is it something that will make him less big in this can?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no medicine for making you less big. What do you think this is? Fiction?
Passive aggressive therapist.
Well, my wife just left me, okay? This isn't all about you. And this person coming down here, you know, I offered him one once. I went out and said, "Why didn't you? I'll do it for you. I'll open it and I'll give you the contents inside." And as soon as I get back to him, he dropped them and I had to go to the pharmacy and get another packet of the same medication.
Okay.
You know, it's actually quite strange, you know, that laughing at your therapist belays deep psychological trauma.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now.
So, nothing in a can can make him less big, but he can't open the can, and that's bothering you.
And that's bothering me, yeah, because if he could just, it's really important he takes his medication on time. That's why he goes at 10 o'clock on a Monday, and he's taken his paracetamol at 10 o'clock like he should have. And he's taken his ibuprofen at 10:01 like he should have. And there's this last package he's trying to open for his heart problem, the medicine for his heart, the common, very common medicine for his heart. And he just can't open it. And I mean, you've got small fingers. Maybe you could go out and help him open this packet of...
Heartburn?
I mean, heartburn isn't a heart condition. It's like indigestion. It's what you give someone if they're having a heart attack. It's really important. Frankly, for someone who is a heart surgeon, I'm a little bit concerned about your lack of knowledge of heart medicine.
I have knowledge about surgery, okay? I don't know what they take to make their hearts feel better. That's not up to me. That's a pharmacy issue.
Oh, my God. Someone stolen my statue in the garden. It was an Egyptian snake. They've taken my asp statue. They've taken my...
A giant that likes to steal snakes. I think I need to see a different therapist. This isn't working.
Yeah. Sorry, I've just noticed they've taken two things, actually. They've taken the statue of an Egyptian snake.
Yeah.
And they've taken my wedding ring. So, and I'm going to have to call the police, but I don't know which one I'm going to tell them about first. The asp or the ring? The asp or the ring? The asp or the ring? And he's still struggling to take the lid off that bottle of medication.
Anthony, why not tell her about the poster you've had made of the statue? The asp print.
Oh, you asp print. He's taking aspirin.
Yeah, so there's this large creature over there.
Yeah.
And he's struggling. And what is he doing at the moment?
Taking aspirin.
But he's not, is he? Because he can't...
Open the can of aspirin.
Yes, there's a giant on the street who can't open a can of aspirin. And that's the end of your session. That'll be £105, please.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, that was really good. That was good.
Wow.
Amazing.
I haven't had any coffee.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
And now it's Rory's turn to guess while Lauren describes what's happening outside. For the listeners at home, Rory can't hear this bit.
The word for this game is hole. Anthony and Lizzie, you need to come up with a scenario and a relationship between two people.
Lauren is looking out of a window onto the golf course where everyone is scoring a hole in one.
And we can bring Rory back in for the relationship between two people.
Grandma and grandchild?
In this round, we have Lauren and Rory as the people running the scene. And the relationship between them is grandmother and grandchild. So if you'd like to get started.
Good morning, Johnny. I've bought you a little egg in a cup.
Oh, thank you, Grandma. I'm going to... are we going to make gingerbread men later?
Well, yes, we can make gingerbread men later, but first... Oh, what's happening out there?
I don't know. The windowsill's too high for me to see.
Yes, they're all out there in their plaid trousers, you know, just as normal. They're funny little hats. I must get you a funny little hat like that. But they just seem to be... Well, it just seems to be that everything's different.
I want to eat my egg.
Well, you sit down and eat your egg. I'll keep telling you about... Normally it takes them hours and hours and... I don't even see how they can enjoy it, but today, oh my goodness, they're all just getting what they want today.
Can I get what I want? I want to make gingerbread men.
Not right now, not right now. Oh my, that's incredible. Even the man with no arms has managed it.
Why are there paraplegics outside, Grandma?
Well, I think they're allowed outside. Oh, normally it's just the ones who spend absolutely ages out there neglecting their families that can do this, but it's all of them today, all of them all the time. You know, even the ones that don't have the proper implements, the ones with the... That one's just using a cricket bat, and yet they're still getting the thing they're after.
Finish my egg.
Oh, ooh. Did it manage to fill that little hole inside you, dear?
Yeah, but there'll be a gingerbread man-shaped hole in 20 minutes, so we should go and make some.
Now they're getting in their little buggies. They're all driving along to the next place. And they're doing it again!
Why are you clowning around? Well, what is it, a circus? What's going on?
Well, I haven't taken my medication yet, but it's not even time, darling. No, it's not. It's not a circus. You're too big for the circus. You're nearly 30. Come on. Ooh, that one's handsome. Ooh, and he's managed it as well. Oh, he's very handsome. Ooh, if I was 40 years younger, he could certainly fill a hole inside me.
I want another egg. I want an egg to take my mind off this.
I'll make you another egg in a minute. Oh no, that one. Oh, he's hit a birdie. And yet he's still got the thing he was going for. It's a miracle.
Why are you looking at people on the golf course again?
Well, just normally it's very, very boring. I stopped looking out the window very many years ago. I don't ever look out this window. It's so, so bloody dull.
Do you know what's not boring?
What's not boring, darling?
Making gingerbread men. Who wants to watch golf?
One of them is actually crying, you know, because it's just going really well for them today.
Obviously, there's some super fans of golf or something.
That's the thing. They don't even need the fans. They're just doing their normal thing on the course and...
What, taking drugs?
Well, maybe they've taken some drugs because they're doing so bloody well.
Is it Tiger Woods?
They're golfing like Tiger Woods. You know what Tiger Woods was known for, don't you, darling? Not that thing, the other thing.
I don't get it. Is this some adulterous golfers doing really well at golf?
Well, the adultery is none of my business, but yes, they are doing really, really well at golf.
Okay, well, If you're not going to help me, I'm going to do it by myself. Well, I'm 30, so I'm going to turn on the oven by myself for the first time.
Oh, no, you're not ready. Oh, the priest is out. Come, look, the priest is out. Oh, and he's done it as well. The Holy One's done it. Oh, well done, Mr. Priest.
I don't really care about holes in one.
Hey!
Do you think maybe all these golfers might?
I don't care about these golfers who are getting holes in ones.
Yay! Oh. There we go.
Good job. Got there eventually.
Yeah.
Where were the hundreds and thousands?
Game's over, Rory. Game's over.
Well done. We can make those gingerbread men now.
Can we make trout soup afterwards?
Anything for my little man.
Really good.
That is just a day in Rory's life.
This next game is called Monologue Thief. The definition from the Oxford Languages Dictionary. Monologue. Noun. A long speech by one actor in a play or film, or as part of a theatrical or broadcast program. Thief. Noun. A person who steals another person's property, especially by stealth, without using force or threat of violence. In this game, each player has been given a word, theme, or topic that they have to suddenly become an expert on. Now they must perform a monologue until another player finds a point at which they can steal the spotlight and bend the conversation back to their given topic. Our players have 3 minutes. Whoever is speaking at the end of time wins.
Every player has been given a topic to talk about. So, Lizzie, your spectrum. Rory, vacuum. Lauren, you're shopping for a belt. And Anthony, you're talking about the gravity of the situation.
Take it away, Lauren, when you're ready.
When shopping for a belt, it's very important to check that it's actually made of leather and not made of strawberries.
So, Rory, you're next.
A vacuum in space or a vacuum to get dust? You'll find out.
Lizzie.
Patriarchy is a spectrum.
And Anthony.
There were dark days. Not many people really understood the gravity of the situation.
Okay, and back to Lauren, and I'll let you go.
When shopping for a belt, it's very important to make sure that it's actually the right size for your abdomen. If you get a belt that's the size of a small child, you're likely to be disappointed unless you are a small child.
You're likely to be disappointed by the spectrum of the patriarchy if you're a woman, or indeed a femme person. The spectrum of the patriarchy starts small microaggressions that happen very young in the patriarchy person's life. That could be not being allowed to play with dolls, being told that they must man up constantly.
They must man up constantly. They must man up on the beaches. They must man up in the fields. They must man up on the street. We face a crisis the likes of which we have not seen.
The likes of which we have not seen. This house is a tip. Please, for the love of God, take your vacuum and go over this carpet immediately. And then the carpet's in the other room. Do I make myself clear? Is it coming clear enough? Yes, the Henry. Get the Henry. Turn it on. Plug it in first. Turn it on. Has it got a bag in? Is the bag full? Use the hose.
Use the hose. If you don't have a weapon that will hurt them, use the hose to soak them. And maybe, just maybe, they will develop pneumonia. The quicker that we can deplete the forces of the enemy, the quicker that we can return to normal.
Return to normal.
What is normal in the patriarchy? Well, if you're a woman, it's subservience. It's degradation. It's dismissal. And of course, it's sexualization and objectification.
Sexualization and objectification of belts is a rare phenomenon. Not many people have this very particular fetish, but some do. And we have a small, friendly, discreet community for belt lovers and belt fanciers alike. When you join our small community, you get a free belt that says, "I love belts." You can wear it around your other belts and make them jealous of your best belt, which is the belt that says, "I love belts." when you wear this belt, you might get a tingling in your belt.
You either. Might get a tingling when you're shot in the face, but man up and continue on to into the face of the enemy. There is no time for emotional discourse.
There is no time for emotional discourse in the patriarchy. We don't want to hear about it.
1 minute remaining.
We don't want to hear about your feelings. We don't want to hear about your emotions.
We don't want to hear about your feelings. We don't want to hear you about your emotions. We want you to punch the Nazis in the face. This is not a time for mincing of words. This is not a time for discussing whether or not gingerbread is appropriate for the morning or the afternoon. This is a time to take your hoe, to take your hose, to take your spade, to take, yes, even your garden trowel, and step out and begin digging.
30 seconds.
Holes in the garden, because in these holes they might trip and twist their ankles and a hobbling Nazi is not able to run towards you. Now, there are other things that you can do from home.
There are other things that you can do from home.
There are other things you can do from home, including doing the dusting, cleaning the pots once in a while, doing the washing up.
Doing the washing up. That is what we expect of women in the
5 seconds.
They should not have their own ideas.
They should not have their own ideas. They should be having children in the house.
They should be having children.
Anthony wins that one.
Once again, it's a victory for the patriarchy.
Disturbing, and I do not agree.
A weird but... sort of ginger Churchill that had an obsession with gardening. Okay, everybody.
So we have counted up the scores. So bottom of the barrel today is Rory with 6 points.
It's a fix.
Probably.
Yeah.
In third place, we have Lizzie with 9 points. Nearly there, but not quite. We have Lauren with 15 points. Which means, surprisingly, given the questionable nature of some of the accents provided, is Anthony with 18 points.
Okay.
It's a fix.
So now we find out whether you get to keep your points.
Yes. So you should have all been having a think about what you think the theme was. So if everybody could show their pieces of paper to the screen now.
Space.
Yes. Everybody got the same answer, which is a miracle. Good job. So everybody maintains their point. So Anthony, you're still the winner.
I'm very
impressed. Good job. And quite impressive, really. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'd thought that you're all going to manage to guess it, but congratulations.
Well done. Well done. Okay, we have to make it harder next time.
We didn't want to make it too easy, but it's difficult trying to gauge where to put it. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
That was Word Immunity. Thank you for getting out of bed for us. That was much appreciated.
You've been listening to Word Immunity
in association with Thespionage Productions.
Sound effects were provided by Daniel Simon, Uday, Mike Koenig, and Kevin GC. All sound effects were sourced from soundbible.com.
Our hosts were Alex and Victoria, and the performers were Rory, Lizzie, Anthony, and Lauren.
Thanks for listening.
And we will see you next time.